Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you. As an entrepreneur, mother, wife, and former CEO, I share lessons and stories of both personal and professional successes and failures. Join me along with a diverse list of guests as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and your life. Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other. I am Teresa Rand, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. As you heard in the introduction, I am Teresa Rand. I am the host and the founder of the Boss Lady Podcast and the Boss Lady Women's Leadership Community. You can go to TeresaRandConsulting.com. It is Teresa with no H, T-E-R-E-S-A, Rand, R-A-N-D, TeresaRand.com, and find out all you want to find out about me. That is my commercial. I do consulting. I do executive level coaching. I have the Boss Lady community. I am an expert with several different personality assessments to help with communication. All of those things are on my website. So without further ado, I want to jump into today's topic. Today's topic is one I think resonates with most people. And the topic is focus. I am working with 12 very successful women in a six-month mastermind program along with my business partner, Jennifer. And when we ask the ladies why they signed up for a program, we meet every 2 weeks for 6 months. There's homework. There's lots of work to do. And we got two answers across the board. One was focus, and the other was accountability. So I decided today, this week on the podcast, that I would talk more about focus. We'll save accountability to another day. I'll probably do a different podcast on that. But because it resonated so much with all the women in this group, it made me think, why do we have trouble focusing? Why do we need help in learning how to focus? Now, the first thing I thought about is I finished a book recently called Stolen Focus, which is all about why we have less focus than we used to. And I probably, you don't need me to tell you that one of the main culprits is, I hear you all saying it, social media. And it is. Social media is a problem with how we focus compared to how we focus before social media. The other thing that comes up when you really do some research on the topic of focus is working from home. Now, I know there are some of you who love working from home. There are some of you who hate working from home. And then there's everybody in between. But there's been a recent study, and I'm drawing a blank now on who did the study. I just read it this week, actually, that people that are working from home actually tend to focus better and for longer than those that work in the office. Now, some of that on the surface just makes sense, right? When you're in the office, you have more distractions. You've got people coming in and out. If you get up to go to the restroom, you pass five people, you start talking, so on and so off. So there's some of that, but I know as someone who works primarily from home, there's also distractions that can be had here. I decide I need to put in a load of laundry. The dog needs taking out. I decide that it's okay to have people come and clean my carpet or do work around the house during the day. And oh, I can work in the midst of all of that. So often, even working from home, we can lose focus. So I tend to think that it's more of an individual issue, concern, problem, whatever you want to use, whatever word you want to use there, than it is where you are. But there are things we can do to help increase or improve our level of focus. So we're going to talk about a few of those today. But first, let's come up with an agreed upon definition even of focus. What does focus mean to you? Take a moment and just think, what does focus mean to you? So I looked it up in the dictionary, and there's a lot of different definitions, but I wrote down a few. One is to pay particular attention to something. Another is to become able to see clearly. I like that, to be able to see clearly. And then yet another one, the state of having or producing a clear visual definition. And then last, the center of activity or interest. So really, all of those say the same thing. It's the ability to stay in tune, in the zone, if you want to use that word, to one thing at a time. The ability to really be in tune and stay in tune on one thing at a time. Now, how many multitaskers do I have out there? Probably a lot, and I'm raising my hand along with all of the rest of you. But it's been proven that multitasking makes us less productive. And I believe that we're doing more multitasking because we're in front of a computer instead of actually in front of other people more often. I know we all check our text messages, we're all checking our emails, we're all doing other things while we're in those Zoom meetings. When I'm leading Zoom meetings, I can see. You think you're not being, what's the word I'm looking for, that nobody can tell you're looking down at your phone. Well, guess what? Yes, they can. That nobody can tell that you're reading email. Well, guess what? Guess they can. But you know what? We're all doing it. And it's almost, or it not almost, it has become acceptable that if you're on a Zoom and you're not the one talking, while you're listening, you can do all these other things. The fact of the matter is, we are not as productive when we multitask. So how can we become more focused? I'm going to run through a few tips for you. One, create a distraction-free environment. Now, we talked about being at home and how, you know, you have less distractions because there's less people around or no people around. But if you have a tendency not to stay focused on something for long periods of time, my guess is you can still find things to distract you. So create an environment. If you don't have an office in your home, that's fine, but create an environment where when you sit in that place, you know that you are going to get work done. You know you are going to be focused, whether it's a computer in your office or it's a computer at the dining room table after everybody's gone to school and work during the day. When you sit in that chair, you know that that is your distraction-free environment. I have friends who do it, get focused and bring their computer on their screened-in porches. You know, just whatever works for you so that everything around you is not causing you to be distracted. That includes your notifications. If you're in a space now, if you're in your office and you can look up at your computer, how many tabs do you have open? I'm counting mine right now. I have 6. That's actually 5 too many. Right now, I should only have the tab open of my recording software. But nope, I got everything else open. And I know when a notification pops up in an email, on Facebook, in LinkedIn, so on and so forth. I can cut those things off. I get to control those. That's creating a distraction-free environment. Number 2, set clear goals and prioritize your task. We all inevitably have the famous to-do list, whether it's on your computer, you handwrite it, however it works for you, it's in your phone. How do you decide what to do first? There's no right answer. You decide for you What do you do first on your list? Is it the hardest thing or the easiest thing? There's two schools of thought. One is do the easiest things first because you knock those out and you feel accomplished. The other is do the hardest things when you are in your zone of creativity. So if you're a morning person, knock out those hard things in the morning. If you're a night person or evening person, afternoon, save them for later. You have to do what fits for you. But the goal is to set priorities. If you have 10 tasks to do in a day, maybe you're not going to get to all 10. So which ones do you absolutely want to have done for that day? Put those at the top. When you're deciding what you're going to do tomorrow, prioritize those tasks. Just don't randomly write them down. And then get organized. If you know the first two or three tasks you're going to work on during the day and what you need for those tasks, get those things together before you start working. If you've got a little research to do, maybe you can do some of that prior to actually sitting down, working on the article, the paper, whatever it is you're doing, the project. Because what happens when we go deep dive into research, often we go down rabbit holes because of that infamous thing called social media. So think about what you need to get this specific task done and get organized and have everything you need. Your pens, your paper, your computer, water, whatever you need to stay focused for an hour, just an hour. And then break your different tasks into smaller steps and set some time parameters. We're on number four. I forgot to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're on number four. If you've got a big job, instead of putting it all off to the last minute, break it down into some smaller tasks and then say, I'm going to work 1 hour on this today, and set your timer. And at the end of 1 hour, stop. Which leads us to our next tip is to take breaks. This sounds counterproductive, right? You may have got all these things to do and I need to make sure I take breaks. Yeah, you do. Because when you take breaks, it clears the clutter for a few minutes out of your mind, whether it's walking through the office, going to put clothes in the washing machine or from the washer to the dryer, taking the dog out for 10 minutes. Just move. Get up from your chair. Get away from the project you're working on and just move around for a few minutes. When you come back, you have a clearer focus on getting back into what you're doing. I know people say, well, I'm in the zone. I need to keep working. And 5 hours later, I'm still sitting at the computer. You can do that, but I challenge you to try doing it by setting timers and taking breaks and see how much more you get done in a 5 hour time period by taking breaks than not taking breaks. And then the last tip I have today is my favorite, and it is called self-care. If you've listened to any of my podcasts over the last 3 years, there's quite a few on this topic because I'm a firm believer in you need to take care of yourself, and it positively impacts every other area of your life, including focus. So this includes sleep, healthy eating, exercise, meditation, and hydration. Are you drinking water during the day, all day? Are you taking time to meditate at the beginning or the end of your day? It can be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour. It doesn't matter. It can be in the car going from place to place where you have no radio on and you just are in silence. Take time to sit in silence. And if you don't like to meditate, don't call it meditation. Just call it sitting in silence. All of these things, getting good sleep, staying properly hydrated, eating healthy, exercising, and meditation, they take up time, absolutely. But they give you back time in the way of productivity. When you're well rested, hydrated, you have good nutrition, you work out and you meditate, you get more done in the same amount of time than when you don't do these things. And you get more things done in that amount of time because all of these things impact your ability to focus. Yes, that's what I said. All of these things impact your ability to focus. So while that's the last tip I have, I believe it's the most important tip. Because all of these other things, distraction-free environment, prioritizing tasks, getting organized, breaking tasks into smaller steps, setting time parameters, taking breaks, all of those things are unique to each of us and how we organize or get through our day. But the self-care piece is a universal piece that has been proven over and over and over that when we do these things, we have a better quality of life around everything else that we do. So I challenge you to take one of these tips and just for today or just for this week, try one of them and let me know how it works. Create a distraction-free environment, set clear goals and prioritize tasks, get organized, break your task into smaller steps and set time parameters, take breaks, and then your self-care. Try it. I promise you, these things work to help you stay more focused. We all have the ability to focus. But the first thing we have to do is focus on how we're going to focus, right? How are you going to do it? If you know it's a problem, and I hear it over and over and over, I can't focus, I can't focus, I can't focus. Yes, you can. Yes, you can focus. It might take a little more effort than you thought, but you are capable and you can focus and you can be as productive as you want to be with just a few tweaks in the way you might be doing things. So let me know how it goes. Let me know what you try. Let me know how your focus goes. I'm interested in knowing any other tips that you might have. Again, you can reach me at teresarand.com. My contact information is there. I'm also on LinkedIn, Facebook, all of the places we all are. But don't go down a rabbit hole to find me. Keep working on whatever project you're working on today, and you can find me later. I'll be back again with another Boss Lady podcast. So until we meet again, take care. And as my grandfather always said, take time, stop, and smell the roses. Have a great day.